Today we're going to be looking at, well, it's something that might just change how you think about getting a business going.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and we're calling it the non-plan plan, and it's all about ditching those big long business plans.
Ah, okay, I see. Interesting.
We're diving into a chapter from a chapter in Business Success written by Edison R. Guzman.
Okay.
And he's an entrepreneur, and he spent years teaching traditional business planning courses, but realized it wasn't always the best way.
Yeah, I can see how that could be a problem, especially in today's market. I mean, things are changing so fast.
Right.
You know, you could spend months crafting this perfect plan, and by the time you're ready to launch, it's already obsolete.
Totally. So is this non-plan plan about just winging it, like no planning at all?
Well, not exactly. It's more about strategic action. Think of it like having a compass instead of a detailed roadmap.
Okay.
You know, you have a clear vision of where you want to go, but you're also ready to change directions as needed.
Okay, so there's some planning involved. I get that. But I'm guessing it's a different approach than what we usually think of as a business plan.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It all starts with self-reflection, really taking a good look at yourself and your motivations, you know.
So before you even think about spreadsheets and all that, you're saying he's advocating for a gut check first.
Yeah, exactly. Asking yourself tough questions like, what am I really passionate about? Do I have the drive, the talent, you know, to make this work?
I like that. Getting real with yourself from the get-go.
Right. And from there, he lays out this practical pre-business checklist. You need to figure out what kind of business you want to create, who you're targeting, what skills are needed, even the legal structure that makes the most sense.
So it sounds like he's laying a really solid foundation, even without that giant business plan document.
Exactly, yeah. And to help with that, he outlines seven main categories of businesses. I mean, he covers everything: manufacturing, online businesses, professional services, retail, the whole gamut.
Wait, seven categories? That sounds like a lot to wrap your head around. Does he say we need to be experts in all of them?
No, not at all. He just uses those categories to help narrow down your focus, you know? It's about figuring out what truly aligns with your passions and what you're good at.
Oh, okay. So it's like a brainstorming tool to help you get that vision really clear.
Exactly. And to make things even easier, he goes into the pros and cons of each business type, you
Yeah.
know, and the different legal structures like sole proprietorship, LLC, partnership, all that stuff.
That's a huge time saver.
Yeah. I mean, instead of spending weeks researching all that on your own, he's giving you a crash course.
Right.
Perfect for people who are eager to just jump in and get started, you know?
I'm starting to see the appeal of this whole non-plan plan thing, but goal setting is still important, right?
Oh, absolutely. He's a big believer in setting clear and achievable goals. In fact, he connects it to Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, you know, having that burning desire to achieve your vision.
So it's not just about being flexible, but having that real passion, that fire in your belly to make things happen.
Exactly. He even uses a weight loss analogy to illustrate this point.
How's that?
You know, if you want to lose weight, you don't just say, I want to lose weight. You need a specific target, like, say, 40 pounds. And then you break it down into smaller, more manageable milestones.
I see.
Same with your business goals. Got to be specific and break them down into actionable steps.
That makes a lot of sense. So we've got self-reflection, the checklist, and setting clear goals. What else makes this non-plan tick?
Well, here's where it gets really interesting. It all ties back to being adaptable, you know, and he talks about this concept called the customer avatar.
Okay, customer avatar, I've heard that term before, but not totally sure what it means.
Basically, it's like creating a detailed profile of your ideal customer.
Okay.
You know, their demographics, their needs, their pain points, even their aspirations. Like a character sketch almost of the person you want to reach with your business.
Interesting. So instead of spending months on a plan that might be irrelevant tomorrow, he's saying, know your audience inside and out.
That's it. Really understand who you're serving.
Makes sense.
He even provides a bunch of questions to guide you through this process, helps you paint a really vivid picture of your ideal customer.
I like that. So, okay, you've got this clear picture of your customer. Now what? How do you use that to actually grow your business?
Well, think about AI tools like Google's Gemini, you know? Imagine using all the knowledge you've gathered about your customer avatar and then feeding it into Gemini.
Okay.
It can help you craft really targeted social media posts, marketing campaigns, even website content.
Wow. So it's like having a marketing assistant powered by AI who knows exactly what your customer wants to see and hear.
Exactly. It's all about working smarter, not harder, you know?
Yeah.
A theme that runs throughout his whole approach.
Definitely resonates with me. especially as someone, you know, juggling a million things. Efficiency is key.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've covered self-reflection, the checklist, goal setting, understanding your customer. What else does he emphasize in this non-plan plan?
Well, another area that trips people up is pricing.
Oh, yeah, big time. Figuring out how to price your product or service can be a real headache.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, that's where Guzman's insights are really helpful. He lays out different pricing strategies, each one with its own pros and cons. Cost-plus pricing, competitive pricing, even value-based pricing.
Value-based pricing.
Yeah, you determine your price based on the perceived value you offer to the customer.
So he's giving entrepreneurs a toolbox to approach pricing strategically, not just randomly picking a number.
Exactly. He even highlights factors that people often overlook, you know, like customer demand, distribution costs, legal considerations, all that stuff.
This is great. We're really getting a feel for how this non-plan plan offers real guidance without drowning you in traditional planning.
Exactly. It's all about being strategic and action-oriented.
All right, so we've talked about pricing, but we can't forget marketing, right? It's the lifeblood of any business.
Absolutely. And Guzman jumps right into it. He starts by making a clear distinction between marketing and advertising.
Yeah, I can see how those two get confused sometimes. They're connected, but not the same.
Right. Marketing is the bigger picture, the overall strategy for attracting and keeping customers. Advertising is just one part of that.
So how does he approach marketing within this non-plan framework?
He introduces something he calls the one-page marketing plan.
A one-page marketing plan. That sounds almost too good to be true.
But he makes a really compelling case for it. You know, you can answer the most critical marketing questions on a single page. No need for complicated documents and spreadsheets.
I'm intrigued. How does it work, this one-page plan?
Well, he breaks it down into five key areas. Your product or service, the price, the place where you'll sell it, your branding, and your overall strategy. And for each of these elements, you ask yourself, what, why, when, how, who, and how much?
Okay, so it's like boiling your marketing plan down to its essence, cutting out the fluff.
Exactly. Focusing on those critical questions that really drive results.
And this ties back to being adaptable, right? Because if your plan is concise and focused, it's easier to adjust it as you learn and grow.
Right, exactly.
This is making a lot of sense. So he's covered pricing and streamlined marketing. What else is in this non-plan plan?
Well, he also digs deep into the psychology of buying, why people actually make purchases. He has this list of 26 reasons, highlighting the motivations and desires behind consumer behavior.
Okay, so he's not just saying what to do, but helping you understand why people buy things. That's crucial for crafting effective marketing messages.
Absolutely. And he links this back to the YFM principle, what's in it for me? You know, every marketing message should answer that question for the customer. What problem does your product solve for them? What makes it better than the competition?
It's all about understanding what the customer really wants, putting yourself in their shoes. All right, so we've got a solid foundation with that checklist. We're focused on goals. We understand our target audience. We have a handle on pricing. We're thinking strategically about marketing. What else?
Well, he gets into something that might seem a little counterintuitive at first. He actually lays out 129 different advertising methods.
Whoa, 129. That sounds a bit overwhelming, especially if you're trying to keep things simple.
He makes it clear, though, it's not a list you have to follow rigidly. It's more like a brainstorming tool, a collection of ideas to get your creative juices flowing.
So it's not about trying every single method. It's about finding what works for your business, your audience.
Exactly. He encourages experimentation, you know, testing different approaches and seeing what sticks.
Right. And that aligns with that whole idea of being adaptable, finding your own path to success.
Absolutely. Which leads us to another concept he emphasizes, the difference between income-generating activities and, well, the ones that aren't. He calls them IGAs and non-IGAs.
IGAs and non-IGAs. I haven't heard those terms before. What are they?
Okay, so IGAs are the things that directly bring in revenue.
Gotcha.
Sales calls, closing deals, marketing campaigns, developing new products, you know, anything that puts money in your pocket.
So the stuff that keeps the lights on, essentially.
Right. And then there are non-IGAs, things that are important for the overall health of your business, but don't directly generate income.
Good.
Like attending meetings, organizing your office, researching new tools, but never actually using them.
Oh, yeah. I can see how those non-IGAs can suck up a lot of time.
The point is you got to focus on those IGAs, the actions that actually bring in the money.
Makes sense. Prioritize what moves the needle. But you can't ignore the non-IGAs completely either.
It's about finding that balance, you know, not letting the behind-the-scenes stuff eat up all your time and energy.
Right. So we're getting a really clear picture here of how this non-plan plan works in practice. It's practical, action-oriented, adaptable, and it covers everything from attracting customers to streamlining operations. What else does he talk about?
Well, he also stresses the importance of systematizing for success. He's a big advocate for standard operating procedures, you know, SOPs.
SOPs, what are those?
Basically, they're documented processes for how you do things in your business, answering the phone, fulfilling orders, handling customer complaints, all that.
Oh, so it's like creating a playbook for running your business efficiently and smoothly.
Exactly. He argues that SOPs are key for consistency, quality, and, well, efficiency, of course. They help avoid errors, improve communication, make training easier, manage risks, even retain knowledge within your company.
Yeah, I can definitely see how that would be valuable, especially as your business grows and you bring on more people.
Absolutely. And he even provides a social media calendar template, which I think is a fantastic tool for planning and organizing your social media content ahead of time.
That's great. Social media can be such a time suck if you're not strategic about it.
Right. Having a plan in place helps you stay consistent and really make the most of your social media efforts.
Awesome tips. This has been incredibly insightful. We've covered so much ground, right? From the non-plan plan principles to marketing strategies and, well, even the psychology of buying. I have to say, I'm starting to see the appeal of this whole approach. It's practical, action-oriented, adaptable. Everything a modern entrepreneur needs.
I completely agree. It's a breath of fresh air, you know, in a world that's obsessed with these rigid plans.
Okay, so for our listeners who've been following along, what are some key takeaways they should remember?
I think the most important takeaway is that you don't have to be held back by the fear of creating this big formal business plan. You can achieve your goals by focusing on those core principles we talked about: self-reflection, understanding your customer, taking strategic action, and constantly adapting.
That's a really powerful message.
Yeah, it's about having a clear vision, but being willing to pivot when you need to.
Right, having that compass, not the rigid roadmap.
And those practical tools he gives us, the checklist, the one-page marketing plan, the social media calendar, they help you stay focused without getting bogged down.
And let's not forget those insights into why people buy and focusing on the actions that generate income.
Absolutely crucial for a sustainable business.
It's incredible how much practical information he packs into this one chapter. A real roadmap for the entrepreneurial journey, from that initial idea to building a thriving business.
And it's accessible to anyone, no matter their experience level.
I know I was a little skeptical at first hearing the term non-plan plan, but after diving into it, I'm convinced it's fresh, empowering, and practical.
It's a game changer for those who are ready to take action.
Absolutely. So what would you recommend to our listeners who want to learn more?
I highly recommend checking out his book, A Chapter in Business Success.
Right.
It's full of advice, stories, and those actionable tools we talked about. A great resource for any entrepreneur.
Excellent advice. And remember, even if you don't have a formal business plan, you can still achieve incredible things. Be strategic, adaptable, and take action.
That's the heart of it, the non-plan plan.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive into the non-plan plan. We hope you found it useful and inspiring.
We had a great time exploring it with you.
We'll be back next time with another deep dive into a topic we think you'll find fascinating. Until then, keep those minds working and those entrepreneurial spirits burning bright.